Good morning. Good morning, saints of God. Good morning, everyone. This is our Sunday morning service for March the 5th, 2023, already in the third month of the year 2023. You've tuned into First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God is guaranteed. The Word of God is guaranteed to change our lives. We will never be the same. In Jesus' name, the word is guaranteed. Amen. And the only people that get results are doers of the word. Amen. Doers of the word get results. Like Brother Andrew said about our church member that had a miracle. We get results here at First is Kingdom. If you've got a prayer need, whatever it is, spiritual, physical, financial, social, mental, whatever problem it is, you get us, you contact us, get a hold of us, and we'll agree with your decree. We get results, not because of who we are, but because of who Jesus is. Amen. So you've tuned in to First is Kingdom Family Church. Jeremiah 1:12, God says, I will hasten my word to perform it. That's why we guarantee the word. If you do the word, you're going to get results. Amen. Again, that was Jeremiah 1:12. If you give up, if you submit, if you surrender, if you yield, God will change your heart and he will change your life. Amen. For the month of March, I recommend you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, what is commonly known as the love chapter. Amen. Jesus said, by this, by the love that we have for one another, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples. Again, this is our Sunday morning service for March the 5th, 2023. And our vision and our purpose this year for 2023 is kingdom priority. Priority means it's first in order of importance. Read Matthew 6:33, the name of this ministry. A lot of Christians wonder why they suffer needlessly. They wonder why they're under. Matthew 6:33, it's very plain. It's very plain. Seek first the kingdom of God. Priority, first in order of importance. Amen. And let me throw this in there. There is no compromising in God's kingdom. And you can't want 1 Peter 2:24 and not do Luke 6:38. Hello? You know, we want selective obedience, but we want God to bless us all the time. Amen? In John 6:66, some disciples walked away from Jesus. They didn't understand kingdom language. And in verse 67, Jesus turned around to his disciples and said, will you walk away as well? I mean, Jesus could have compromised the gospel, but he didn't. There's no compromising in God's kingdom. Matthew 7:21, this is a reality. Jesus said, not everyone enters heaven. Not everyone wants to do the word of God. And here's a revelation. God loved us while we were yet sinners. While we were yet sinners. You know, God will love some even in hell. That's his nature. That's his character, to love and to bless us. People in hell, some of them had enough faith to be saved, but they didn't do anything about it. You know, we think tomorrow is going to be promised to us, and we got plans for this. We got plans for Easter, tax time, and Halloween, and Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Listen, tomorrow's not promised to anybody. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. There is no compromising in God's kingdom. Don't wake up from your sleep and wind up in hell. People think they'll live forever, and they think hell is full. Well, God will take me to heaven anyway. No, there's no compromising in the kingdom of God. Listen, please. Listen to what I'm about to say. A couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago in 2017, this program about Jesus and his disciples, it's called The Chosen. And it took a while, but after the first season, it caught on, and it's a global phenomenon right now. Everybody's just Christians and non-Christians are enjoying it. People are getting born again. People are getting rededicated to the Lord. And that was in 2017. Well, a couple of weeks ago, a movie called Jesus Revolution came out. And, revival is breaking out in America. Revival broke out in the 60s and 70s with the Pastor Chuck Smith from Calvary Chapel in West Covina, the hippie movement, One Way, it was called One Way. I remember getting out of the military in 69, there were the hippies, they were hungry, they were searching for something, and Pastor Chuck Smith opened the doors to the hippies, and a lot of conservatives, church members, didn't like that. But revival broke out in the 60s and 70s. And right now, listen, right now, revival is breaking out in the United States. It started in Kentucky and it went to Oklahoma. And now it's coming over here to Texas. God is pouring out his spirit before Jesus comes, before Jesus returns. Don't get caught by surprise. You need to be ready. You need to be ready now. If you're not living right, you need to get right or you'll be left. You'll be left behind. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Jesus said he's going to come like a thief in the night. Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. His church has a twofold purpose. This church, this ministry, we are to preach and teach glad tidings of good things. We're to teach and preach the good news. And you get it. You get it 7 days a week. Daily bread and Sunday service, we preach and teach good news. Good news. That's the first thing. The second one is to warn everybody about sin and repentance. Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Jesus, listen, God loves the sinner, but he hates sin. God loves the homosexual, but he hates the lifestyle. God hates sin, not the sinner. Amen. Matthew 4:17, Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." The Jewish people, Israel, when Jesus came and walked on this earth, they were not ready. They were not ready. They missed it. Well, today, how many Christians are not ready? How many Christians? Well, we've been hearing the Lord's coming back for 2,000 years. Listen, the Jews had been hearing about the Messiah and they missed it. How many Christians are not ready today? How many Christians are walking in unforgiveness? How many are not walking in love? Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. You may fool people, but you cannot fool God. This new revival that I'm talking about, some of the media is talking about it. Fox Network is talking about it. The new revival about Jesus, I believe this may be, it may be, I'm not prophesying, but it may be the end time harvest before Jesus returns. Amen? Revelation says God patiently waits for the fruit of the earth, for another sinner to repent. And 2 Peter 3:9 tells us it's not God's will that any should perish. He didn't create anyone to go to hell. He created every one of us to spend eternity with him. And Brother Oral Roberts from Tulsa, Oklahoma, before he had his home going, he admonished all of his ministers, pastors, evangelists, ministers, to teach about Jesus' coming. It was an exhortation, a rebuke for us to teach. So this is an exhortation for us this morning. We need to be ready, church. You know in your heart of hearts if you're living right or if you're living in sin. And if you're living in sin, guess what? You won't get in. And it's not because Jesus doesn't want you. It's because you are not willing to change. Love never fails, and faith works by love. The purpose of our Bible question. I'm going to get into our Bible question and we'll see what kind of reaction we get. But the purpose of our Bible question is to refresh us or to increase our knowledge about the Bible. Are you ready? Are you ready? And these aren't trick questions. The answer's in the Bible. The answer's right in front of us. But the Bible question this week is, what was Jesus' first word? The first word that was recorded that came out of Jesus' mouth. What was Jesus' first words that are recorded in the King James Bible? And I'll give you the answer tomorrow night. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'll give you the answer tomorrow night. And you anyway, our daily bread scripture for the month of March, Pastor Rose gave it to you. Our daily bread scripture for the month of March, Pastor Rose and Brother Andrew gave it to you. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. And I love the Word of God. It the only ones that get results are the doers of the Word. If you're not doing Matthew 6:33, if you're not doing Mark 16:15, if you're not doing the things that Jesus commands us to do, and you know them, maybe you don't know them. If you don't know them, you've got an excuse. But if you know them and you're not doing them, something's not right. Well, church is boring. Listen, if church is boring for you, if listening to the gospel is boring for you, you're not doing it right. And if you're not doing it right, that means you're not right. Repent. 1 John 1:9. God is faithful to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Just repent. You can't be bored with the Word. The Word has a power to change us and deliver us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, our daily bread scripture for the month of March. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I mean, this is what we should be doing here. This is what we're going to be doing in heaven. Just worshiping and thanking God for His grace. Once you get to know Him, you'll find out that He is love and He loved us while we were yet sinners. How much more now? How much more are we going to get results to our prayers and our petitions? Oh, hallelujah. What's First His Kingdom's purpose this year? Kingdom priority. Our purpose in 2023 is kingdom priority. Is this doable? Is this doable, church? Can you, our listener, can you do this? Can you purpose to have kingdom priority for the rest of the 2023? Jesus said in Matthew 11:30, my yoke is easy. Romans 12:1 says this is our reasonable service. So there's no excuses. Don't miss unexpected blessings. Unexpected blessings. Listen, let me give you a praise report. Pastor Rose and I took a couple to lunch the other day. And we've done it before. And normally it's around $40-something. $40-something. So we leave a good tip. This time we went, and Pastor Rose said, look at the receipt. Instead of $41, it was $16. Did you hear that? Four of us ate, instead of $41 like we did the week before, it was $16. We just, all four of us just started thanking God, Lord, unexpected blessings. Some of you are saying, well, that's only $30-something. Listen, if you're not faithful in the little things, how's God going to bless you with the big things? We rejoice. We thanked Him that Pastor Rose found favor in this place, and all four of us ate instead of $40-something for 16. For 16. Listen, don't miss unexpected blessings because you're not seeking first the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this is what we'd like to focus on for the month of March. 1 Corinthians 13, love is the real indicator of our closeness to God. Love reveals our relationship with God, not just our love for Him, but for us to receive His love for us. Love is a demonstration of our spirituality. And I know some of you, you know, might want me to repeat it. 1 Corinthians 13, love is a real indicator of our closeness to God, our relationship with our Father. 1 Corinthians 13, love is a demonstration of our spirituality. In 1 Corinthians 13, 11, the Apostle Paul, who wrote the love chapter, said, when I was a child, I did childish things. But now that I'm in Christ, I put away childish things. What's he saying? I grew up. No one lives in a spiritual parking lot after they have met Jesus. I told you in our introduction, the word is guaranteed to change your heart, and it'll change your life forever. No one lives in a spiritual parking lot, dormant, in a retarded stage after they have met Jesus. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created. We human beings are spiritual creatures. We hunger and thirst for the spiritual, but we search in all the wrong places. Remember that country song, looking for love in all the wrong places? Yeah, we go to everywhere but where we're supposed to go. In 2020, after the election, you remember President Trump was running for re-election in 2020, and President Biden was running against President Trump. In 2020, after the election, a lot of Christians lost confidence in our spiritual leaders. A lot of them prophesied and you know, it's like you don't even have to go vote. President Trump's going to win, blah, blah, blah. We lost confidence in our spiritual leaders when President Trump lost the election. And the reason that we lost confidence in our spiritual leaders is we focused too much on the ministers rather than on our Lord Jesus Christ. So here's a revelation. I believe this is our main reason for the current revival, to get back to Jesus, our first love. Quit looking at ministers, quit looking at evangelists and televangelists, and quit looking at these ministers, and let's get back to Jesus, our first love. Jesus established his church for us ministers, to keep the good news alive, the glad tidings of good things. The world needs to know God is not angry at them. God doesn't hate them. God loves us. God wants to bless us more than we know. God loves us more than we know. Amen? And if we're honest, it's not easy for us to love. There's a lot of unlovable people in our lives. It's not easy for us to love. And it's not easy for us to accept God's love. You know, some of us just, you know, we feel unworthy. We feel like we failed. We're not worthy enough to be saved. We're not worthy enough to accept God's love. But it's not easy. It's not easy to accept love. It's not easy for us to forgive. We talked about forgiveness, remember, a couple of weeks ago? It's not easy for us to accept forgiveness. The greatest promise in our New Testament, in our Bibles, is John 3:16. Are you familiar with it? Look it up. I'm not going to say it, but that's the greatest promise in the New Testament. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, God is love. God is love. And Romans 5:8 says, God loved us while we were yet sinners. We Christians need to accept God's forgiveness, and we need to accept and receive his love. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us as we learn to forgive. Forgive us as we learn to forgive others. And you love us as we learn to love others. Love does not keep an account, does not keep an account of wrongs. Can I get an amen? Do I have to go there? Some of us need to forget things that were done against us or offended us. We need to walk in love and forget and forgive. Amen. We try to hustle God. We try to earn and work so hard for what God wants to give us already. Do you remember Peter When he first met Jesus, Jesus tells him to cast out into the deep, and Peter says, "We've toiled all night and caught nothing." Jesus is always working behind the scenes. Jesus already had fish waiting for Peter. Jesus already had the fish waiting for Peter. If Peter wouldn't have cast out into the deep, he would have missed unexpected blessings. Luke 5:5. What does Jesus have for you? What does Jesus have for you this morning? Don't miss it. Don't miss unexpected blessings. You may say, "I've been praying and I've been praying and I've been doing and I've been doing." Don't try to hustle God for what He wants to bless you. Amen. Let me take a side journey here. When Pastor Rose and I started dating in high school, and one of the first times that we were walking home, I was trying to hold her hand, and she prophesied. I didn't know what prophecy was, but she said, "You know, you're going to be my husband." Man, I let go of that hand. I said, this girl is not playing with a full deck, you know. There's a slice of pizza missing from this girl. Anyway, make a long story short, when I got serious about Rose and both of us started realizing that, you know, we were going to be serious, I told her, "We have to make our own dreams, Rose. You and I are going to have to work. We don't have anybody's help. We don't have rich uncles or aunts or, you know, our parents. You and I are going to have to work." Well, in high school, Pastor Rose worked in the library, putting the books away, you know, in the library. And I worked as a janitor in high school. I would go clean the chalkboards and empty the trash cans in each of the classrooms. So while our friends were out there having a good time after school, Pastor Rose and I worked. And I found out real quick, the best way to mess up your life is to follow your plans. God has a better plan for us. Amen? And sometimes we don't realize it. The only good dreams come from God. Acts 2:17, God said, "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and they shall dream dreams." So make a long story short about Pastor Rose and I, here it is going on 54 years that we've been married. And believe me, you can ask Pastor Rose, if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus, we wouldn't be here. We would not be here. But God's dreams always come true. They're not nightmares, they're dreams. The only good dreams come from God, and God insists on simply giving them to us. It's up to us to change our plans for His plan. Jeremiah 29:11, you know that's my favorite scripture. But let me give you Psalms 35:27. This is our God. Our God's nature is to love us and to bless us. His mercies are new every morning. Psalm 35:27, God takes pleasure in the prosperity of His saints. The most important dreams are blessings, such as loving others and being loved. These are important blessings. Having family and friends all the time, not just in the good times. Discovering our purpose. You have a purpose. You have a purpose in the kingdom of God. Look up Ephesians 3:17. Look up Hebrews 12:2. Yeah, we're not a user-friendly church. We're a God-friendly ministry. And you have a part to play, just like you do in your relationship with God. Look up Ephesians 3:17, the mystery of life. Look up Hebrews 12:2. Hebrews 12:2, the secret of life. I mean, that's the mystery and the secret of life right there in those two scriptures. You don't have to buy a $25 Christian book at the Barnells. At Barnes & Noble, it's Barnes & Noble. We try so hard to hustle God for what we can only receive as a blessing. Are you getting this morning? If we struggle with God's love, we're going to struggle with love for others. I looked up the word love in the dictionary. You know what it means? Love, a strong, passionate affection for another. It doesn't say you can fall in love. But if you can fall in love, you can fall out of love. How many of us, you know, have had our hearts broken because we loved somebody that didn't love us? God's love for us is unconditional. It is always on. It's never off. That's God's character. That's His nature, to love us in spite of us being unlovely. John 3:16, the greatest promise in the New Testament. This divine love, this kind of unconditional love, this is a love that transforms our lives. You receive God's love, and you'll be able to give love. His divine love leaves us different people, makes us different people. Amen? But as our true selves, not without any pretenses. Amen? Pastor Rose, God bless her, sometimes she scares people because she's so honest. She only knows one way to be, and that's honest. Jeremiah 31:3, God says He loves you, He has loved you with an everlasting love. To receive God's blessings is for you to come home. Come to the place that God has for you. And the moment you arrive, you know you belong. The prodigal in Luke 15:18. The prodigal in Luke 15:18 says, I will go home to my father's house. It's a place where you are unconditionally loved. Are you there this morning? Are you there this morning? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll finish our love message tomorrow night. Our subject this morning is struggling with love, enjoying relationships by looking beyond the flaws of others to find the true blessings. I'll finish the love message tomorrow night. Again, our Bible question this week is, what was Jesus' first word that was recorded in the King James Bible? Jesus' first word. The first word that came out of Jesus' mouth in the New Testament, the King James Bible, what was that word? Amen. Now, to all our faithful listeners, to our financial mission partners, I pray that our Lord Jesus bless you as you live this year, allowing God's kingdom to be your first priority. May you sense the Holy Spirit's presence right now, Father. Pour out your Holy Spirit on every one of our listeners. This morning, you, our listeners, sense the Holy Spirit's presence near you, with you, and on you, in you. Allow Jesus' love and His peace to bring comfort into your life, the peace that passes all understanding. Our Father God, He loves you unconditionally, and He cares about you this morning. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. You are so good to us. Heavenly Father, I decree, I declare, and I prophesy divine blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, soul prosperity on each and every one of our listeners. I declare this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In 2023, it's Jesus' kingdom priority for me. I will be with you tomorrow night on our Daily Bread broadcast. Jesus, you, and first His kingdom, you are never alone. Be blessed. Have a great Sunday.